The Obama administration says it shares French military goals in the fight against Islamist militants in northern Mali and will help the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, send their own troops. On Tuesday, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton discussed that support with Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland.
The secretary did outline the support that we are prepared to offer to ECOWAS countries, as she did make clear that we support the French forces and that we are looking at how best to respond to the requests that they've made as well.
With rebels in northern Mali linked to Al-Qaeda, the conflict holds risks for security across the region. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, Johnny Carson.
This constitutes not just a threat against a sovereign state, but potentially a transnational threat that can move across the borders into Niger, into Burkina Faso, into Mauritania, into Senegal, as well as Algeria and other places.
Helping Malian forces regain ground will involve Algeria. Jennifer Cook is at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
It has the most competent military in the region. Second, it has a military that knows the terrain, that knows the players, that has dealt with this before. And so it's going to be absolutely critical to get them engaged. They've been reluctant to engage militarily, and they've really pushed on a political solution.
Algeria and the U.S. are working to bring moderates among the northern rebels into a political solution. Ambassador Carson says that's essential.
And equally important for us as well, and I think for the people of Mali, is that they move forward in an expeditious manner as quickly as they can to put in place a roadmap and a timetable for the restoration of a democratic government.
The United States is pushing for elections by April. Cook says that's unlikely, given the weakness of the transitional government in Bamako.
There's so little trust right now in any political structure in Bamako that it's going to take, I think, a lot of external pressure and external support and oversight to make that work.
If Mali's transitional leaders are unable to organize elections by April, they'll be outside pressure for a reconstituted interim administration with less military influence and greater participation from the north. Scott Stearns, VOA News, the State Department.